embarrassing, Colin?
I mean, yeah, it was. But, you know, the seeds of it were there quite early doors, weren't they?
No, I reckon 15 minutes were in it, running up to our eyes. And then, you know, we swap our, you know, I thought backfield was really, you know, poor for us tonight. Three blocks really off the game, returning the football and mistakes they made. You get punished at this level, and you know we had to interchange the middle, all three of them at the same time, and you know, we just sort of lost our territory there and never got it back.
You never got it back, and you know, it wasn't as if Wigan were any great shakes in the first half, were they?
Physically they look good. Yeah, physically they look good. They're a very strong side. You know, if they're no great shakes at it, to make somebody who are.
No, but in terms of what they can go to, Lee, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh no, there was physical, Gwillim, yeah. You know. And if you're doubting it, you'd have to carry the ball into one of them at one point. There was physical, there's no doubt about that. But we was you know, not good enough. We had 18 players to pick from today. There was only one bloke to miss out, and that was Jacob Miller. And, you know, the 17 that took the field need to do a better job than that.
OK, so what are the seeds of that? You say about doing a better job. Is it more enthusiasm, do you think? Is it more willingness to show what the shirt means? Or is it getting the sleeves rolled up or what?
Sleeves rolled up, so, in all fair quotes. We obviously read Sean Wayne's comments, obviously, before the game. And, you know, we put Hull in a dark place and we'll get the same result as what we got when we was at the KC. And that was the case. They put us in a dark place and you know, we capitulated. We've got some young kids out there, one too many certainly, but at the moment my hands are slightly tired with regards to selection. Like you said, we've got 18 fit players, and you know, we're going to have to work overtime to get some of our senior blokes back on the field for next Thursday.
Well indeed, but that's perhaps not in your gift. You get given what players are fit and available, don't you?
You do.
So in terms of where to now? You sound very despondent. You sound as despondent as I've heard you all season, Lee.
Yeah, Gwillim, you watch the game. You know, it's painful. Painful, you know, for our spectators to come and watch that. I'm obviously disappointed. And I can come on here and I can give you a million reasons. You know, we're probably playing at about 1.2 on the cap, and I've got 18 fit players. And I can make all these excuses, but 17 blokes took that field today, and I want better efforts than what I got from them.
You want to see them. It mean more, because it certainly meant more to the fans listening at home, and also to the fans that made the journey.
100%. You know, I made sure we went and applauded them spectators, because you know, they've seen an embarrassing performance from individuals, from collective, an embarrassing week for me.
Are there any short-term fixes that you can put in, Lee?
Not at the moment, no. We're, you know, massive transitional period, as you well know. I've obviously spoke to you off-air, Gwillim, where we're going with the club. Sacrifices that need to be made for the longevity of the club. There's only so long the owner will keep dipping in his pocket and paying massive salaries for blokes that you know, don't warrant it. So we've got to change focus a little bit, change tact, and bring some young blokes in and make our salary, you know, the salary cap work for us a little bit more. And it's going to take time, it's going to take a lot of hard work. And you know, like I said, I can completely understand the disappointment of the spectators, but you know, what I'll say is give us a little bit of time, we'll get this right.
And I look at it and I think to myself, you know, yeah, OK, so you're the focus of attention and the ire and the venom for the fans, you know, what's Lee Radford doing? But at some stage or other, each individual player has to look themselves in the mirror. That's the way I view it. You know, it's hard for you to comment on that, but it's a fair point to make, isn't it?
I look at, you know, the coach is accountable, and probably the penny drops with the coach. And you know, we're doing it tough, and I'll take everything on the chin that gets directed at me, and I can fully appreciate that and understand that. And we're going to have to knuckle down and try and pick them up as best as we can for next Thursday. Get some people on the physio bed and try and get them back for next Thursday. And you know, we need to give ourselves and our spectators and, you know, everybody associated with the players, the families, the friends, a performance, because we owe the club one.
What are you looking at then, possibilities of players coming back?
Oh, look, you know, we're hoping for a few. You know, Ellis, Yeaman, Horn, all out injured short term, so hopefully we'll get one or two of them back for Thursday.
Debutant tonight, how do you think he went?
Yeah, he obviously struggled early on with his contacts. I had to throw him in at the deep end, didn't have much choice. We were obviously short out there. But it's a great learning experience for him, and like, you know, he'll be better for that moving forward.
And Castleford next week?
yeah, you know, watched that game last night. Really intense game. And team on song, you know, a team that we probably should have got at their place earlier on in the year. So, like I said, we'll patch some blokes up, get some numbers back in the group, and we'll certainly see a better performance than we saw tonight.
It's surprising, though, how confidence goes and how quickly it can come back, you know. And you put a performance in against Castleford and suddenly, well, the bedroom doesn't look quite so dark as it is when the light's off.
For sure, and we've got to do that. And like I said, you know, I apologise to the spectators that come this evening. I understand their frustration, you know, but I'll say, you know, what I said earlier, just give us some time. We're obviously working actively off field to try and get our recruitment right, and, you know, as it should be. And you know, but in the meantime, we still need the 17 that's, you know, going out onto the field to put in a better show than they have this evening.